keep getting outside and taking your kids there. We've talked a lot on this program about getting kids interested in outdoors and in particular fishing. Some of it can be accomplished by, just a day's outing, and others are a little more involved in outdoor activities. But one of the best ways to make sure that you get these children involved is to expose them to it. And what a great way to do it. There's a new book out on the market that is a must read if you've got a child that you want to introduce to the outdoors. The author is on the phone with us now. His name is Andrew Weiner. He's a co-author, actually, a fly fishing dude from Albany, California. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Great, Andrew. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
First of all, what motivated this book? Was there an underlying story that we need to be aware of, or did you just decide, I'm going to write a children's book on fishing?
You know, I have worked in publishing for probably 40 years, and I'm a bookseller, sales rep, and I think everybody who works in publishing has the idea that they can write a book, and maybe we would be fortunate enough to get it published. And so I wrote a story, started writing it many years ago, about the thing that I'm probably most passionate about in terms of recreation, which is fishing. And it is something that my family shared as an activity from the time I was about 5 years old. So it was just something that I had knowledge about and I had passion about and hoped that I could tell a story that was going to be interesting to people.
And Andrew, there's a lot of would-be writers out there listening to you right now that, you know, are harboring this great story and they're just dying to put it to print and have the world, you know, share it with them. On a scale of 1 to 10, now that you've accomplished this, how difficult was this for you now that you've gone through the process?
It's an interesting question. The book, I started writing the story about 15 years ago, and it was published last year.
Wow.
So there certainly is a process that you go through. And I had a couple of literary agents who were trying to sell it to publishers, and then finally showed it to somebody at the company I work for who took about a year and a half working with me to get the story into shape that it could be published and be a book that people would buy. And I have had a lot of people ask me, how do you get a book published and what do I do? And my first answer to people is always, if you feel like you have a story, first thing you do is you write that story and you take that first step and realize that it could take a long time. It may never get published. I've written other things that haven't gotten published. My dad was a writer and he had books published, but he also had things that weren't published. So you have to start with that passion and that desire to share your story, and hopefully good things are going to come from it.
Well, you know, you got our attention the minute that we found out it was a book on fishing, and in particular directed towards children. So you started out with a pretty good subject matter to start with. It's a fascinating read. It's called Down by the River. Where is it available, Andrew?
You know, it's available pretty much anywhere the books are sold. So bookstores, I know up in Canada, Chapters Indigo has carried it and done nicely with it, and independent bookstores carry the book or can order it. Fly shops can get the book, and of course, Amazon, you know, the big bully in the room, they carry the book, and they do nicely with it. And it's available pretty much throughout the world in English, so down in Australia and New Zealand and over in the UK and here in the U.S. as well, so has a wide distribution.
The sequel, when can we expect that?
Well, there actually is a sequel, and it's been accepted to be published by a different publisher than this book. And the challenge right now is that the illustrator of Down by the River, whose name is April Chu, who did a really spectacular job with the book, she's busy for the next couple of years, so I'm going to have to be patient and wait for her, because I think to have her illustrate the second book would be a great benefit. And the story is about the same family and includes the main character's little sister, who is learning how to fly fish as well, which, of course, kind of freaks out Art. He's like, this is my thing. How can somebody else be doing this? So,
no kidding.
Pretty fun.
It's called Down by the River, and you can check it out, downbytheriverbook.com, downbytheriverbook.com. Fascinating read. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you.
Andrew Weiner from California, Albany, California, co-authored this fascinating book. And check it out, downbytheriverbook.com. More Journal after this. Don't you dare go away.